crashed a little, back a little. God bless you, please, Mrs. Robinstern. Do not restart prior stream. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, lesbians hammering on a Saturday. That's different. Or a Friday. But it's really a Saturday because of the Who's a Day. Oh, no, my closet's open. John P. in a flip. Hello? Is this thing on? Is this thing on? I pressed broadcast, you fucking douche. Goddamn dykes. Dirty dykes. Why ain't it broadcasting? It says connected. Yeah. Yes. Go, bitch. Oh, no, I'm not running any pirated shit. Did we crash again? Hello? I don't know if it's on. Gird bless you, please, Mr. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than I can say. Get fucked twice. Get fucked twice. I don't even know if I'm on. That's a swell thing to do, to not know. Let's see if the other computer is somehow interfering with this business. Let's say it's... always with the technical problems. It is always with that. I'll close all that shit just in case. God bless you, play. Oh, there's the picture of my Mons pubis. Oh, let's see. Let's see. We have had a problem with your Firefox. Would you like to restart? Oh, sure, that'd be fun. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know if I'm on now. Am I on? Restart it. Sure, fine. Why not? Submitting your report to Firefox. Thank you, Firefox, for submitting. Oh, only one copy can be opened at once. But they're sorry. That's the important thing. What do you expect for nothing? Let's see, Cheryl. Cheryl Markowski. No, that's not it. Cheryl Prolapse. That's it. Let's see if this is working. Yeah, it's, is it working? Help, see. Hope it is. At least I'm recording. It may still suck, but I'm recording. Right. Listen, Railch, am I broadcasting? Can you check? Because I can't tell if this fucking thing is working. Right. Okay,
you're
I am recording.
You can call me on then. If you won't.
On the Skype?
Cool.
Ooh,
yeah,
how about you?
Let me get on there in a moment.
Okay, but let's get this working first, Panty Pooper.
Sure.
Pee-pee, Panty Poop. What?
Oh, my. It just made my browser crash.
Hey, that happens to me all the time with this hot business. I see myself, but it won't let me press start to broadcast.
You strain.
You suck, yes. Uterus?
No, it's not live.
Oh, that's great. Love the uterus stream. Love it lots, not really. It's horrid.
Oh, sure.
Love it to
sure.
death. Wish it would die. Like you. I'm just kidding, not really. I guess I better refresh this. I'm finna refresh. Oh, Mobile Me wants to modify 72 of my contacts. How about fuck you? Why they be
oh, I love when that kind of shit happens. It makes duplicates and...
Yeah, it's real hot. Real hot, mm-hmm. Shereel. It's like a stinking pile of Cheryl. Oh, no offense. Right?
Wow.
Okay.
Abortions.
Oh, yes. Abortion. Okay, I think it's working now. Is it working? Oh, my closet door's open. Oh, John P's in Washington, D.C. watching strippers, but just in case, hold on. Hello, Miss Honey.
Again.
It crashed your browser. Oh, try a different browser. Okay, I'm going to Twitter it.
God damn it, I hate you.
Madge and Cheryl. Live on Yeast now for the 4th of July.
July.
Uh-huh.
working now. Working 9 to 5.
Hey. Hey. You know that. Wait till the audience. Oh, look, we got some audiences. I see them now. Hi, little Cheryl. Cheryl Jr.'s out there in Prairie. And how do I get this N-wording thing out to Facebook now that it's...
Wow.
Hello?
Racist.
Please don't refer to my irony as racism, you stupid, filthy whore. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to call Hagatha A, I mean, Ev. She don't have AIDS, you know. She just has HIV.
No, and she wears condoms all the time. Lie. She lies like a damn rug. She never used to lie.
Like a rug?
She lies like a rug in multiple ways. Ugh. Isn't she gross?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But we have one viewer who is actually in the chat room. The rest of them are hiding, gawking. Old ex-listen turds, people that are... That told me that there's all these people, Cheryl, now that said how much they hate the pogrom, but they so they won't watch it anymore.
You cannot hear me on the screen.
What?
You can't hear me on the screen.
Oh, no, Errol Che. How are you doing? They can't hear you? Talk again.
No.
Huh. Oh, I know why, Cheryl. I had it set up wrong. I know why. Let's try this. This will probably crash the world, but let's try it. Okay, now they should be able to hear you. Talk. Plappa, plappa, plappa. Can you hear her just heard feed? Plappa, plappa, plappa. I gotta find the Facebook. I love how when I press the button, audience tools, the whole Ustream window goes a blanky for a little while. God damn, motherfuckers, bitch, whore, cunt,
designed
N-word.
Really well.
Cheryl, I was going to tell you about, first, I'm going to tell you before we talk about the main feature, which is, of course, the high and overwhelming, resounding, I don't know, think of an adjective. I don't remember much because of all the drugs, but think of a good adjective to describe the incredible success of Pride 48. .com. I think
it's still going, you know.
I think anti-Vir AIDS, Chorals, and
careful, don't anger her.
And Zillafag were really good, but I think Zillafag was a little better. Although he wasn't officially part of it.
I don't think she was poor Gavak.
Well, if we have time, we'll play his little. He sent me a little clip.
Oh, honey, we have plenty of time.
Goody.
First. I want to know, mm-hmm. Well, of course, we need to do Miss Honey, but we don't need to do that just yet.
I don't even want to show the record yet. I'm so excited about it for you. Okay, I'll show it. Look. Okay. Miss Honey, unopened Miss Honey. Let's go through the tracks. Number, side AIDS. Well, I'll read it, turd you.
Okay.
Side AIDS. Well, first of all, it's from Project X Records. Moi, René is the name of the album. That's French. The album is called Miss Honey. Number one, Vocal Mix Plus, 4 minutes, 30 seconds. Number two, Beneath the Earth Mix, that's 6 minutes, 11 seconds. Then side B, also called Miss Honey in quotes. Number one, you're going to love this, and I certainly am because I'm into this. Vampiric Mix. 5 minutes, 11 seconds, Cheryl. How you like that? Mm-hmm. Now, that song only was produced by and mixed by Count Maurice and Andrew Rags Richardson for Vamp Music, Inc. She's a vampire, Rilch. This from 1992. Mm-hmm. Lastly, we have the a cappella version of, I would imagine, Miss Honey.
What is an a cappella?
That means they don't have any music, just moi, René.
That's exciting. That's perfect for remix and made to candles.
Well, I'm hoping that the vampiric mix
it's
has...
It's like Christmas.
I want an instrumental mix so I can use it for some cocoa porn. Okay, lipses. I'm sure Miss Honey's probably dead of the AIDS by now anyway, so it's not how that I have to ask permission, right? How do you update this fucking Facebook? I don't see a goddamn thing. I don't even see my own. I lost my control panel, Cheryl. This thing sucks so much ass. Am I broadcasting still? Sure I am. Okay. I don't know how to do it. I don't know how to do it. How do I invite the Facebook assholes? Let's see. Cheryl, I don't know what to do. How do I do this?
What?
I don't know what to do. I really don't. Let's see. Ustream.tv. Is it Yeast Radio Live? Is that the thing? No. We're sorry that page cannot be found. They took away my page, Railchers. God, they're always fucking with my shit.
Why don't you just look at the...
I got it, N-word.
Oh, my God.
Stop with the racism.
What'd you call me? God.
I called you the Annie.
You know what? These programs are not enjoyable when you have just the racisms in the poop.
Pooping panty is not funny. It's a comedy killer.
No.
Mm-mm.
Not funny anymore.
You know what's funny?
It ain't anymore.
What's funny are emo people from Australia and their boring art shit. That's funny. Especially when they have rich parents and never give me a dime.
Okay.
That's what's funny. That's not a comedy killer. Oh, and when they want to hear Rachel Cann every day, even though it's boring as fuck. That's really fun. All right. Now she's going to get real hateful because she takes everything so goddamn seriously, just like anti-AIDS, Vir-AIDS. I don't give a fuck. I ain't earning a dime for this shit, and you know I don't give a shit.
You are not here to make friends.
Hello? Hello?
Okay.
Speaking of, we should get Lady Schwartztastic back, I think.
Who?
Lady Schwartztastic. Be she around?
I don't know. Why don't you? Lawyer.
Okay, wait. I got a million things to do. First, I mean, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 Miss Honey songs, so we can intersperse them, because you know we're finna play all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even... Reagan Fox, I Am Pleasantly...
You're gonna make them into MP3s for me, Roy.
Yeah, I'm actually... That will be done while we're doing the show, actually. Calm down, N-word Lay, Ferguson Faye.
Oh
wow,
God.
How did it do it? It did it. This is amazing.
It did what?
Like, all I did is put in the URL, and it automatically filled in the rest of the URL for me, and it's live.
Y'all like my orgasm?
Oh, yes, N-word, I did it. I did like it a lot, Ms. Fergus. All right. Am I on the program now? Am I recording?
It's your run.
Yes.
It's your run.
Yes.
Well, I call a touch video phone turned pink or brown.
No, because I got a black one, of course.
Okay, good.
But listen, I went... The jailbreak came out today, so I'm hoping that I'll be able to hack it and switch back to T-Mobile before my required contract term is done, because this is AT&T is the crappiest service I've ever had, plus it's against my morals. So actually the reason I was late is because I was getting a prepaid SIM card from T-Mobile.
Then you
to
have
test
to return
it.
The phone then.
No. Nope. Right. AT&T has none of my payment information. They sent me a bill, and if I decide I'm gonna switch back to T-Mobile, they won't get a goddamn dime from me. I'll rip up that bill, send them a letter, and I'll say, you know what, sue me. The damn thing don't work, and it's a piece of shit anyway, and so is your goddamn service, and get fucked. Send me all the bills you want. Send me to collections. I don't give a shit, you fucking assholes. I got hang up on every fucking 5 sex cunts in my own fucking house. That thing's a big piece of shit. And the phone is like a goddamn microwave oven. Anyway, it lasts 10 minutes when you're actually using the thing. Oh, now you got me all roiled up, you dumb hoe.
Can I cook a lean cuisine now?
Excuse me?
Can I cook a lean cuisine?
No, but actually it's
corn duck.
No, but it's heating up my roast beef and cheddar onion roll for later, which I finna be.
Is that from a gas station?
No, it's from the 7-Eleven, bitch. Please don't make fun of the Indians.
Gas station, Mary.
You're racist. All right, are we ready for Miss Honey song number one?
I'm going to give you the recording.
Are we ready to hear it or no?
Of course.
Okay, hold on, AIDS queen. Just a sex cunt.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mind me.
Don't mind you calling me.
Oh, you're back now. You don't mind. Okay, I was just trying to get it to work so you can hear it in the bathroom. You don't mind me calling you Miss AIDS Queen. I know you don't calling me. That's the Hagatha version.
Do you need me to call you on Skype? Does that make it better? Or?
Yeah, I'll call you on Skype. Yeah, let's do that so you'll hear a better high fidelity. Are you on Skype now, AIDS Queen?
Of course.
Okay, we don't need to hear all that. All your explanations. Now we'll try the Skype with this dumb bitch. Well, it's all the chicken places are open, audience, so that's good. So maybe we can call some chicken places.
Hi, you've reached Cheryl McCarthy. I can't get to the phone right now. Please leave me a nice message.
Goddamn whore. I was calling her. She's as bad as fucking Rachel can with this shit. Hello? Ferguson speaking. Ferguson residents. God damn it. Call me, you dumb whore. Okay, call me. Call me. Okay, you dumb bitch. Dumb bitch, may I help you? I mean, you're the dumb bitch. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
All right, Miss Honeyds.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Now, I'm going to start it. Let me know if you can't hear the music. Not yet.
Oh.
Oh, fucking N-word whore, the needle went back. Hold on a sec.
It's like Trotsky's penis.
No, Trotsky did not have his ejaculation on this here thing.
No.
Can you hear that?
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Hold on, I got to start it over. I forgot to press record on the thing, you know? So that we can have it for later.
Woo woo.
Oh, that's not the right thing. Oh, no, it'll record anyway. Hold on. Got it. Wait, Android. There we go.
Woo woo. Work the sandwich. Yes. Work it out. Ooh, I do. Miss Honey! Miss Honey! Miss Honey! Miss Honey! Don't you hear me calling you Miss Honey?
Woo.
I know you hear me calling you Miss Honey. The bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I was not gone long, Miss Honey.
Woof, woof,
Miss
woof.
Honey! I told the bitch that she should stay. I warned the bitch she should not stray, Miss Honey. Miss Honey!
Woo.
Now I'm back and she is gone. Yes, I'm back and wanna talk, Miss Honey! Miss Honey! Where's the bitch? She's got some nerve. Here I am and feeling fierce, Miss Honey! Miss Honey.
It's Honey.
Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Don't you hear me calling you Miss Honey? I know you hear me calling you Miss Honey. The bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I would not gone long. Miss Honey, now I'm back and she is gone. Yes, I'm back and wanna talk, Miss Honey. Miss Honey, where's the bitch? She's got some nerve. Here I am and feeling fear. Miss Honey, Miss Honey, Miss Honey, Miss Honey, Miss Honey, Miss Honey, Miss Honey. Miss Honey, Miss Honey, don't you hear me calling you Miss Honey? I know you hear me calling you Miss Honey. Don't you hear me calling you? Don't you hear me calling you? Don't you hear me calling you Miss Honey? The bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I was not gone long, Miss Honey. Miss Honey, where's the bitch? She's got some nerve. Here I am and feeling fear.
Miss Honey.
Honey.
Miss Honey, Honey, Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey, Honey, Honey. Miss Honey.
Honey.
So we gotta wait. We don't want to waste it all. We don't want to blow our proverbial wad, do we?
True. No.
So Cheryl, shall we discuss?
That was amazing. That was amazing. I mean, you know, back in the day, Miss Moa, whatever her name is, knew that the Miss.
What do you
honey,
mean, Miss Moa, whatever it is? She
what's
has a
name?
She has a name.
Moa.
Moa Renee.
Moa Renee. So she knew that honey would be a catchphrase that's very famous.
Right.
And that you have to repeat honey over and over again. It's very important.
Well, the lyrics were very complicated. I think it was something like, Miss Honey.
So your sandwich that you just ate, do you
so
feel
good.
Your stomach rumbling at all?
Oh, honey, that sandwich was delicious. I could eat 30 more. Trotsky could
help. I bet you could.
Mm-hmm. I love food from the levee, the Sevy levee.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
me
you
too.
Hear me calling you Miss Levades?
No, I.
Don't you? I would like to know, audience, why aren't you outside enjoying the beautiful weather? Why are you listening to this, you idiots?
I already did, Nate.
Oh, right.
Mm-hmm.
Listen.
20 miles, Nate.
Good girl.
Mm-hmm.
What, did your lips get just spoke poisoning?
Well, in the first 5 miles, my lips got stuck in the spokes about 13 times. Then I tied them in a knot around my middle half, and they didn't come undone until mile 18 when I fell off my bike because they got stuck again.
In the chain. I have some mm-hmm. – we got a lot of compliments about the Hagatha voicemail, so I thought I'd play you the latest ones from yesterday. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, wrong one. Hang on. Hagatha 1.
Yeah, Richard, I'm trying to leave a comment on the website. I got my my sugar daddy's email.
Oh.
But I don't know what the URL means.
Oh.
I didn't fill out the URL, and I guess it means http eastradio.com/yr and the number.
What?
I thought that would automatically, I don't know, but it's saying, please leave a comment. I don't know. I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
I really wish you'd call me back and take a second out of your day and let me know how to post a comment so I can answer to these fucking bitter queens. All right, bye.
What a moron, Cheryl.
Yes.
What? You'd think with all that free time on his hands from being on disability, he could
That's
learn
right.
how to do internets. Okay, here's this is the second of two. Here we go.
Yeah, I had to left a comment. Yeah, I finally figured out how to do it. It took me a few tries. It's worth reading. Bye.
That was the shortest message anywhere. And
I
ever.
Agree, Dustin Feed. She's very AIDS gracious.
She didn't even say, I'm going to make this short. Oh.
Even though it was short.
What's this? What's that?
It was Maids.
Who could that be?
Maids.
Oh, no, that couldn't be you. Everybody has a voice like that.
A voice like an angel.
You know what I want to do? I want to play some of our tweets from this week.
That'd okay.
Be we had some nice back-and-forth twitting.
I love to do that in the morning
it's
for you.
It's fun, girlies. Yeah, the morning, it's good, especially when you're masturbating with your vagina and your lips.
My lips out.
Mm-hmm. When are they never not out?
Okay, it's true.
Okay, Miss when should I start? Okay.
Miss Honey, don't you hear me? That's going to be in my head for weeks now.
Oh, here, the quote of the week. Who said this? What does RT mean? Who said that?
Definitely wasn't the person that said, why does everything have to end in the AIDS?
Right. Couldn't have been that. Mm-hmm. How far... When did we start doing the back and forth with the Tweety Twats?
The notes.
Boston Blackies. No, it was before Boston Blackies. Can somebody explain RT on the Twitter to me, please?
Why?
Because God forbid I should Google it.
Is that like the website, googleitforme.com?
Pride, they say we don't have Vic. Balding pubis. No, that was way before that. You tweet a lot, Nades Chips.
I know.
God. Okay.
Yes, you woman.
It's hard to track these, you know, to like get them in chronological orders.
You know, you couldn't you just do the search?
Here, let's start with how. Search how.
Hold on, I'll do it for you because you're so slow.
No, I got it. I got it here. This is the one, I think this is the best one to start with for the day.
For the day? Well.
Oh, well, this is going to be hard to play because you're on the clitoris. Hold on.
Excuse me?
Just don't try to understand it. It's very complicated for your kind.
Pizza face.
Okay, shut up. Did you call me pizza face?
What?
Who were?
Well, as many of you are now well aware, I released a new showgram last night. It's a Hero Lady 3 where I call a phone check line and talk to some mans and all that. And people seem to be enjoying it pretty good, which makes me real happy. And, spoke with Adam. Excuse me, just had a little bit of the phlegm in my throat. Spoke with the Madge Weinstein last night briefly, and, besides, of course, being a yeasty cunt holder, she, was listening to my grom, and I think that she might have had an orgasm or something because, she's a real big fan of, these phone check lines. Her and Agatherd cue all them a lock because they allow them to, complete their, sociological studies. And for Agatha, people can't see her ugly old eye. That's the key. Oh, Agatha AIDS. How are you still alive? Anyways, hope everybody has a wonderful Tuesday.
Listen, I don't know, the search you clicked on me is going very slowly. It's not really working all that great.
You're really dumb.
You're dumber.
Not really.
Mostly. Okay. Now, bloated lesbian. I want to find out my response to that. Jesus Christ, Errol. Oh, here we go. Now it finally came up in your mother. Okay, singing songs about lips, Sheryl Pro lips. Oh, so this has all... Oh, this is very good here. Right, so... where's the one? Balding pubis.
Well, I have to get... I made a recording this morning for you.
Uh-huh.
So we'll do one. Let me get it.
You made a recording for me?
Yes. That's right.
Okay, here's the next one. I'm ready. This is my turn. My response to you. Bitch.
I can't hear none.
Did you hear that, Cheryl?
No,
that was a fart I saved up just for you. I had to listen to your whole goddamn message while I filled up my bloaterus with gas. Which was pretty easy considering the lies you told. I do not use phone chat lines like you and Hagathird AIDS, cunt. I do not do that. I only have experienced rude people in the steam room, but that's not my fault. That's because people are often rude in rooms with steam and less minds with hair.
Yeah.
Now, what else? There was something else I meant to say there. You're ugly. Oh, yeah, you said I talked to the bloated lesbian last night. No, you didn't talk to me. We was chatting on the goddamn instant message turdst. That's not talking. How is that talking? Were your lips moving? Mine wasn't. At least not my upstairs ones. No, sir. Maybe my downstairs lips were moving a little bit when I was listening to your program and them hot mans as you try to get them interested in scat.
Okay.
There sure weren't many interested in doing scat play with you. Maybe it's because you're ugly.
Yes.
You know, I guess when you look like a turd, nobody needs to play with your turds. So, maybe you can find another chat line just for duty? I don't know, just a thought. Goodbye, asshole.
Okay, now we're going to go to you. What?
Let me play this for you quick.
Okay.
Hold the line.
Hurry.
Why is it playing? Okay.
Better not be a Listwood. I don't hear nothing, you stupid bitch.
Hear that?
No.
Why didn't this work? Hold on.
Because you're an idiot, perhaps? Could that be it?
No. Did you hear that?
No.
Let me email it to myself. Okay. Or let me email it to you.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You gotta make my life so fucking complicated.
It's not making your life no complicated.
Yes, it is. Compared to the way it is now.
Oh, your life is severed. bloatedlesbian@gmail.com. Okay.
Can I please play Wednesday or not?
Wednesday?
You're recording, yeah. I'm playing that. Deal with it. And then we'll have a break.
Excuse me.
Shut up.
Wednesday. Do. I woke up this morning, I had that Mrs. Miller song, Mondays in my head. Happy Wednesday. Just thought I'd say hello to everybody and wish that you have a good day, that you're able to, you know, go to work and hopefully you work somewhere where you're able to poop your panty like I am. Maybe dip your finger in there and sniff it and enjoy. Not all of us have a job like that. It's hard to find a job where you're able to poop your panty and really enjoy it. I know that Madge has a job where she's able to do that. She works with people that'll poop their panty all the time, and they sloth it all over their skin and make, you know, cocoa dorm porn.
Really not nice.
Disgusting. Anyways, I feel so. Every morning, my nose feels all plugged up. I don't know what it is. Anyways, I hope you have a very fabulous Wednesday, and that you poop your panty, and that you get fucked. Love your babies. Good moon. Did you get my email, Nate?
Oh, God. Can I play my response to that? Well, here.
It's very short.
Okay, hold on. Goddamn email. Now, the email's gonna crash the fucking current computer, watch. Which
one?
You send it to the bloated lesbian or what?
Yeah, I'll...
Then I'll do it through Gmail so it doesn't crash, hopefully.
Okay,
honey.
Up a
who?
Excuse me?
Hold on, I'm gonna do it through the eye piece of duty. That'll be safer.
Oh, great, then I'll have really great audio.
Oh, get fucked.
Just like I tried to play it through my iPod.
Yeah, but your iPod has shittier sound. The phones are much better.
Fuck up.
That's just duty.
Yep, that's all. That was for you. I made it this morning.
Oh, shit. Now shut up. I gotta play once more so I can hear it. Ugh. I swear it splashed on me. It was so vivid.
Did you like that?
Not really. It's disgusting. Now let's go to my response to your Wednesday. God, you're a gross thing. Jesus Christ, are you ever gross?
That was also for Justin Feed, honey.
Oh, was it?
She likes Zayak.
Where did all those things go? Now I lost my business. Oh, Christ. Jesus H on a whore. Oh no, did I?
You know, Madge, when I felt the turtle head coming out this morning, I thought, I need to record this for Madge. It cannot come out yet. It cannot come out right. yet. Must record it.
Mm-hmm. I hear that. Now this is my response. Okay, here we go.
Boop, 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 boop.
Cheryl and everyone, Cheryl, first of all, hello.
Hi.
Oh, it's not working.
My face is so ugly. Look at that. Who's supposed to be footage? You guys see that ugly face. Hold on. I have a sick personality. I'm a hell of a temper. It's solid. You see, that's what is so often forgotten. Pride. And nobody takes that into account. They think you don't have it. Personality.
All right, Cheryl. Enough with those clips. I have a question.
Yeah?
How come when I sweep, I use this as Swifter sweeper? Which is like a pad, a maxi pad for your floor, and that's French. And but when I use it, and I've been using it every day because I'm a clean gal nowadays, I'm healing from my Beale syndrome.
What about your hoarding?
No more raccoons in the house and all that. And why is it every day when I sweep I find all this pubic hair? I don't understand.
I told you, you've got the alopecia of the
We're not on that yet,
when
you dumb
sweep,
bitch.
I find pubic hairs everywhere, and some dog hair, which I understand. But why am I leaking hairs from my mom's pubis? Do you think I'm growing vaginally bald? Please answer promptly, you ugly bitch.
Okay, now. Before we hear your answer to that, Cheryl, in the interest of creating suspense, we're going to play the Beneath the Earth mix of Miss Honey. This is 6 minutes, so I don't know. Should I play the whole thing?
Who cares? Sure.
Okay, but be sure to lapse during it.
Of course, Nate.
Here we go. Why isn't it playing? Oh, shit. Rock it out, bitch.
Work this thing, work this thing. You know, come on, come on. Okay.
food on my poop won't like this mix.
I'd better change the format to something Matt Burgess likes.
Yeah, something arty.
He doesn't like formats, but he thinks every Thursday I should do a program with Rachel Ken. Every Friday I should do a show with you. Maybe every Tuesday I should do a show with Agatha Hayes. But no formats. Agatha Hayes. Okay, Prairil, let's go back to Lapse and the Night Away. Okay. So, let's see. This is your response to my balding
feelings for years.
Yes. This is my your response to my pubic hairs on the floor.
Dearest Matt Weinstein, now what I understand your problem to be is that you're using your Swiffer sweeper daily because you're, quote, no longer a dirty whore, unquote, right? And you're finding pubic hair all over your floor every day, and you're wondering if maybe your vagina is getting too old. Well, in order to determine this, you will need to take a video with your iPhone of your mom's pubis and post it so that we may analyze it to determine if you're, getting beyond. Also, have you considered all of the Craigslist massage tricks that daily come to your house? Could it be their pubic hair that you're either pulling out or that they are losing because they've got all kinds of diseases that make them lose their hair? Another possibility is that you've got the alopecia on your pubic hair, and it's causing you to lose your hair in patches. Also, have you looked at Trotsky's lipstick to see whether, perhaps, he is losing pubic hair as well? Does he have pubic hair that looks like him, the pubic hair you're finding? And finally, pride. They say we don't have it.
Okay. Now, Cheryl, somebody, Edith Bunker, was saying Sarah Palin resigned as governor. Is that true?
What?
Blubbercunt. 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 Blubbercunt.
That anyway. Sarah Palin resigned. Is that true?
Well, you could maybe go to a news so I can...
Oh, you could maybe get fucked in your mother's. Oh, oops.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if that's the case, it would be...
Tremendous.
Can you just find out? I got a million windows open. You want me to crash my fucking computer, you goddamn bitch?
And she's not running for governor again. She's somebody else says she's leaving oral face in 3 weeks.
Oh. Does that mean she's... Huh?
Yes, ma'am?
What? Cheryl's in a loop. I don't know what happened.
What?
Sorry, Cheryl, you were in a loop.
What? What? What?
I don't know.
What? What?
Cheryl just keeps saying what and Wednesday.
What?
Go ahead, Cheryl.
Excuse me?
Nothing. Oh. Go ahead, it's fixed.
Ah! Ah! What? 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 Wants me to put a what? What?
Is that a sheep or is that a Cheryl prolapse? I think that was a sheep. It sounded like a sheep, Cheryl.
A sheep?
A sheep.
You mean like a baa?
Baa.
Baa.
Yeah. Some girl. Did you see some girl did a video about you? It was really weird.
Yes, that was a very special.
It was weird. I kind of liked it, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
Was she Peter Pan, you mean?
So, can we talk a little bit, because you followed it closer than I, about this resounding success of Pride 48.
What was that about? Well, I think that actually you should ask Andy Melton about that, because
is he on I don't know an Andy Melton. Might there be somebody similar?
Well, Melton's doing a Pride. I wasn't really following because I don't give a shit, but I believe that Rockbella Morton's doing now some more information. Is she maybe available?
She'd better be available, and she'd better answer her fucking motherfucking phone. I will die if she don't.
Topic.
Shrocky. Hello, Shrocky. Well, hello, Shrocky.
First, I must say that I've missed her.
Me too. Shrockbella, did you see the asshole toilet paper reacher I posted on the Facebook?
Oh, I know. I didn't see it, but I know what you're talking about.
It's old, Nate. It's old.
Well, you're still...
being very Lady Bunyan. She posts things like a year after they've been,
why don't you get fucked, asshole?
going.
Now, Schrock, Bella Mortenstein, tell us about Pride 48. What happened? I heard there was a little bit of a scandal between Zilafag and Antades Vera. And who would you say was the biggest smashing success, the most fascinating show? Was it Ramble Greathead or was it Orchard Radiodes? Hello?
Hold on, I'm eating.
Oh, that's a surprise.
Freud.
Let her eat. It's an important question. We have to tell the radio.
Miss Honey.
Miss Schrocky.
Justin Feed reports that Palin resigns and accepts a job as a broadcaster for Pride 48.
She's not that good.
No.
Yeah. Pride. I wish I had my clips.
Jamie, I am eating a Tyson chicken patty.
Schrock Bella Mortenstein to the rescue.
It's a spicy chicken. It's on two pieces of white bread with mayonnaise.
Oh, gross.
You're welcome. What's your name? What's your name? What's your name?
Schrock Bella Mortenstein.
Stein.
What's your name? Wednesday. You're welcome. What's your name?
It's my baby. You need to eat.
What's your name?
The lesbian Madge Weinstein.
What's your name? What's your name?
Thank you for holding. That's good.
Tremendous.
Ms. Weinstein.
You're in a cycle, Mary.
Prolapse.
Hold on.
She looks like she's halfway through becoming a tranny.
And they try to eat the
Ooh, that was bad.
I don't understand that. Well, how is it still a beta? How about a anti masculine?
Hey. What's your New Year's resolutions?
Ways?
Hello.
Election.
Are you done? Andy, are you done eating yet? Are you done eating? We're waiting for you to eat.
Who?
You. I mean, Schrock Bella Mortenstein.
Well, I ate the sandwich, and now I'm drinking a Coke.
Well, that you can talk about with. Now, how? Tell us about Pride 48. What happened with the Antivira and Schrock Bella Zilafag, rather?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
I did ask, Schrocky.
You did?
Do I need a Miss Honey intermission in order for you to get your bearings to bear down? Because we have two more songs to play for Miss Renee. Are we ready for the vampiric mix yet or no?
I think Andy needs to tell us about
Andy, Oh, go ahead, Andy. I mean, Schrocky.
Schrocky.
What Schrockaches? Get to the parent.
Hold on, I need to
Don't you
drink.
Hear me calling you Miss Schrocke? I know that you hear me calling you Miss Schrocke.
Oh, goodness.
Will you stop eating, Miss Schrocke? I know I hear
never,
you eating there, Miss Schrockades.
Never.
Schrockables, please
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Us the story. I want the scoop. I heard there was a big fike.
Well... Mr. Zilafag called one Miss Auntie Vera Churls a closet queen.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
And what else? Shrocky. Was that it? Why did he call her that? Did she do something to provoke him?
Well, participate in Pride 48.
Uh-huh.
Because he thinks it's stupid.
Okay. I don't know where he'd get that idea.
Me either.
Uh-huh.
What else was it? Let me go back to the email. One moment, please.
I have to follow this up, Shrakasha, so hurry with the story.
Well, if you'll hold... Oh,
you sound like you're in slow motion. Were you a guitarist for Pink Floyd? Oh, no, you're too young. Oh, God, on a wheel. She's having a food coma, I think. She's in a ho-ho-hole, Cheryl. I think it's time for a Miss Honey, because I don't know if Schrockbell is going to stay conscious.
Well,
What I want to know, Schrockbella, is because I was following some of the Twitter stream, and there was, and you said something to the effect on your Twitter of, I thought it was really funny, Zillafag, that was hilarious, and then Andy Zvira said, don't flame the fires, Andy, you should be better than that. And then you and you said, well, I can't really erase, and then you erased the comments. And then she said, I love you, Andy. You're my lovey. And I thought, what a phony ass bitch.
No, it wasn't that.
For both of you.
It wasn't like that. I didn't delete it because of her.
Oh,
I'm trying to remember what the heck it yet.
Right. Try to remember, honey. Try to remember what the
real
reason.
I can't remember that far back. What was I
it was eating? It was a week ago. What do you mean you can't remember? You're only 23. What were you eating?
Hi.
What were you eating? Is that how you catalog your memory? By what you're eating?
Yes.
God on a wheel.
A candy board. Were you eating?
No, I haven't.
It was Pride.
I haven't had one of those in a long time, actually.
It was. You're probably eating a Little Debbie snack cake because...
I haven't had one of those in a long time either.
Oh, just answer the question, Andy. I've tired with you trying to be political. What for? You live in a goddamn house that you never leave. What are you afraid of?
Because he's afraid he's going to have to live in the little house above the...
You're afraid Aunt Aids Vera's not going to let you go in her RV with her? Like she's ever going to let you do that?
Well, you never know.
Well, now, there we have the truth. Now, tell me the real truth. Why did you erase that comment?
Well, the truth is more embarrassing than the reason that you gave.
Then tell the truth.
I forgot to put a comma somewhere.
That is such bullshit. So why didn't you correct the grammar?
Because if I deleted one of them, it would have been out of order.
You are lying to yourself, Cheryl. What do you think?
I am not lying. Mm-hmm. I do not lie. I always tell the truth.
Just like Agatha when she says she doesn't have the AIDS. She just has a little AIDS. Lil AIDS. L-I apostrophe L AIDS.
And then I decided, you know what? I don't want to get involved with this.
You already
did. Road.
Oh, after you accidentally deleted the comma. Right. Then you decided you didn't want to get involved after you already were. And then you finally received the love from Aunt Vera, the conditional love from Aunt Vera, which is caused by being on her side. Very nice, Schrockbella. Very nice.
No.
Busy.
Well, then what? Tell me. Correct me. You know what pisses me off about this Pride 48?
You want me to tell you what pisses me off about?
Go on.
No, I get to go first.
Okay. No, I do.
Okay.
So I've been avoiding it, and I didn't want to really get involved, and I didn't really want to say anything. But I wrote down some reasons as to why it bothered me.
Okay.
And first of all, there were no transgender voices that I'm aware of, unless John Ong is a trainee now.
No, he's not. He just looks female because he's a little fat.
And there was very little substance on the shows. Now, that goes back to an article.
Unlike this program, that's right.
Well, there was an article that somebody interviewed John Ong, and he was saying that he wanted Pride 48 to be something that showed that the gay community wasn't just a bunch of sex freaks. And... Yeah. Then all the shows that were on Pride 48 were talking about it, sex, constantly. And then it was a closed event. I wasn't invited. I don't think Cheryl was invited. I don't think you were invited.
That's the point. And that's what I was going to say.
And one more. I've got one more.
Okay.
They used the NicePass program to do all this with.
Yeah.
So they had to pay $40 for software.
Yeah.
Now, couldn't that money have went to some sort of organization and they could have used Ustream for free?
Honey, you know, then they wouldn't have had that beautiful website. And you know, that's it.
And if I get flack for that, then you know what, whatever.
Yeah, you know, I'll tell you something. I've been running that goddamn Q-Putter website with the help of people like yourself, with the help of Schrock Bella Mortenstein. Oh no, that's you, Steve Harris. People like, you know, I have been supporting this community. In fact, in many ways, I started the formation of this community along with other people like Wend Wisdom and Reagan and
I would agree
Cheryl.
With that.
And they don't even have the common decency to at least invite me to participate in this schlocky thing. No wonder it sucked. Yeah. Hello, I mean that's just rude. Come on.
And it's just, and I'm going to generalize here, but the people that participated...
Sucked.
Now, I'm not trying... Huh?
No, go ahead. I'm not transgendered. I'm not going to put words in your mouth.
I don't know. I just... It seems to me like everybody's splitting off into these little cliques of our community.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just one of them.
Well, cliques are natural.
True.
Yeah.
Perfectly new.
Cliques are natural.
Sure. And boring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's it's Seth Boredom and all that, and I don't know. I mean, if you're going to do an interview, could you at least have somebody that can, you know, read over what you're saying when you're trying to represent maids? Come on.
What?
Nothing.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about English names.
Yeah.
Come on.
But anyway, the thing with Zilafag, you know, he was certainly very mean to Aunt Zvira, and she's certainly not a closet case, and I think he misunderstands the reason why she keeps silent,
right. And that's,
which
I
is fine,
that.
But that doesn't negate his entire podcast, which had some very interesting points.
Right.
And that's why I don't like when people are basically blackballing the whole thing as being hateful when he was making some interesting points. And in fact, he did misunderstand the whole Antivirus closet. The reason she's closeted is because she talks about her industry and she can't talk about that in public. I understand that. So, nevertheless, whatever, at the end.
She might still be a whore, but you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But the poo ink is just the us. I don't know.
The point is that's over and it's time for a honey.
The other point is when you say that the pooing at something is to be for 48 hours of a Broadway weekend.
Then shut the fuck up when it's over.
You make a fucking big point about that. Yes, exactly. Shut the fuck up. I'll keep doing it, good Christ.
Breaking news. Spokesman Sarah Palin is resigning as Alaska governor on July 26. You know, it's funny how things come through Twitter before they get on the AIDS-P.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go. Now time for our Miss Honey break. Is that okay,
yes,
Cheryl?
Yes, yes.
You act like you're annoyed by Miss Honey.
Me?
Yeah, you were like, yes, Miss Honey already.
I could listen to Miss Honey's all day for my whole life.
Well, you're gonna.
Good.
Okay, this is the vampiric mix.
Oh, whoa. It's the true blue earth.
Shut up! Shh. Own it.
Work it.
Own it and work there.
Yes. Work it. It work it. Work it. Work it. Work it.
Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey.
Honey.
Miss Honey.
Honey. Hold out.
Don't you hear me calling you, Miss Honey?
Hey.
I know you hear me calling you, Miss Honey. Hey, the bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I was not gone long, Miss Honey. Miss Honey.
Honey.
I told the bitch that she should stay. I warned the bitch she should not.
Freud 48 restricted to bootcasters with 48-inch waist or higher.
Well, that includes me.
That's true. Then that's a
breaking
news.
Were you in it, Andy, or not?
Excuse me?
Were you in it?
No.
You weren't invited either?
I wasn't invited.
Really?
No.
That's terrible.
I know. I'm so sad.
But Auntie Vera was invited. She's a lovey. It's not her fault we didn't get invited.
I've got a negative 1-inch waist. Mm-hmm. Our children's clothes.
Are we still on it? Oh, it's Power Gay wasn't
Oh, Cheryl. Either. Cheryl, honey. So has this preacher followed you on Twitter yet?
Which one?
He likes little kids.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What?
Excuse me? Mm-hmm. I'll send you a link.
He evidently likes larger children.
I was given a new person to follow that can terrorize my brain by making me want to kill myself because they're such a gay, annoying little piece of shit.
Who?
So I'm excited about that.
Next story?
No. No, let me see what's there.
I'm putting it into the check right now.
Well, we've got the usual likes and full blog.
Church of Hagathard.
At Kalish.
Who was the one that said that breaking news? Oh, that was you, Cheryl. That's funny.
It was via somebody's secret.
Oh, as usual,
Mr. Feed.
Wanda Wisdom.
But, yes.
What'd you say, Mr. Feed?
Nope.
Wasn't that Mr. Feed?
Justin would like to know, is Nick Starr still alive?
No, he died of
feline leukemia.
Feline leukemia with AIDS. Mm-hmm.
Thank
you. Yes. Isn't that you calling her Miss Honey? Now, Wanda Wisdom, what else do we have to talk about? I was at a party last week for a gay pride, and I saw this old man's balls. Did I tell you about this?
No.
I was horrible. So I'm sitting. You saw the pictures, Schrock, Bella Mortenstein, because you said my friends are hot, remember?
Yes, you do have some hot friends, Nate. I agree with
you. Well, when we were sitting in that little circle, there's this old man who fortunately wasn't in the pictures. His name is Yo, and he's about 70, and he was wearing shorts. And we were all sitting there, and I noticed that I could see his testicles. I saw this. It looked like Cheryl's lips, honestly. I just happened to look down, and there were his balls hanging out.
Did it look like chicken neck?
Kinda, but more like Cheryl's lips.
How far did it hang down?
It hang down all through his pant leg outside almost of his pant leg, his short leg. And he's really has a lot of liver spots. I don't want to say ugly because that's not nice, but he's very livery. And I said to the person next to me, I said, I see Joe's balls. And he said, oh my God, I know. I've been staring at them for the past half hour. Isn't it horrible? I said, yes. And we started laughing. And then everybody wanted to know what we're laughing at. So I text messaged Chris, you know, with the bunny. He was sitting across from me. And I said, I see Joe's balls. And I'm like waiting for a reaction. I said, Chris, where's your cellular phone? He said, oh, I left it at home. I said, oh my God. So I hand him the iPod with the message. I said, look, I seen Joe's balls. He starts laughing. Then everybody had to see it. I had to show everybody except for Joe. And everybody saw, I see Joe's balls except for Joe. But I think he figured it out because he crossed his legs. The end.
Poor Joe.
Poor Joe.
Wait, didn't he ask to see the phone if you're showing everyone else?
No, he didn't ask because he probably knew his balls were showing. You know, poor Joe. A woman see another woman pussy, she go broke. What do you think happened when a woman see a man balls?
You got an iPhone.
What's that noise?
You're rich now, honey.
Mm-hmm.
I'm returning it. What's that?
You're returning it, but keeping it? That don't make no sense.
It's not mine. It's a loaner from Apple.
Right.
What's that noise?
What noise?
Knickers.
Somebody knocking on your door.
You hear the knickers?
What the hell's that?
It's a goddamn
abortion machine.
The what?
The abortion. Let Hagatha in.
Is that
an
abortion machine?
Should we let Hagatha in? I don't think Schrockbella's had the pleasure. Yes, let's call the
I've
AIDS.
Listened to the...
But you haven't talked to her.
You're knocking at your door? Don't let her in. You'll get something on it.
We're going to let Schrockbella talk to Hagatha AIDS. This should be
she
good.
She put her thing in a hole that had warts all over it. Don't let her in.
I'm not sure which number is hers. Is she the 773 or the 312? Let's find out. Hagatha AIDS. I believe she's under AIDS. Hagatha... Oh, no.
That's incorrect.
What?
She does not have AIDS.
No, but she's listed under AIDS in my directory.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Not that she has AIDS, it's just HIV.
It's AIDS, honey.
Feline AIDS.
It's HIV.
Uh-oh. It's not.
Has she had her face filled in yet?
No. Yes, she has, actually.
Oh. Do you have the before and after photo?
It's no, because it's just as bad.
That's too bad. Let's see.
Why is it not letting me add the third? Why does it do this every once in a while? It doesn't let me add the next person, especially if they're very ugly. Andy, Shrocky, what's going on here?
Yes.
It says add to conference. I press it. Nothing happens. Why?
Well.
Answer the question.
Miss Honey.
Oh, you know what? I'll just call her on the fucking thing.
It's probably because it's hot outside.
No. You can't
flares.
Do that, Nate.
Why?
Because then there's no point.
There is, because I can make it so she can hear
you. I need to be able to interrupt her. It's very important.
Okay, then can you add her on your end or no?
No, or because I did not initiate the call.
God damn it, what the fuck's wrong here then? Let me try this. Hold on. Huh? Agatha AIDS. Hold on. Agatha. Keep holding. Listen to the stream while I hold you. Hello, Hagatha?
Hello?
Hagatha? Hello, Agatha?
Hello?
Agatha?
I'm on a relapse.
Seriously?
Yeah, I did crystal meth. And I'm thinking I may need to go to Illinois Masonic because it's way too much. And I'm afraid that I'll fall out and my heart will...
All right. I'm on the show. We can't have this discussion on the program.
I'll talk to you later.
Go to the hospital. Did you hear that?
No,
yes.
What? What?
I can't repeat it.
Someone needs to go to the hospital.
Wait, what happened?
I am not repeating it because it would be against my morals, but you have to.
Andy?
Somebody in the audience can. The audience heard it.
Somebody had a relapse.
Wait, what did she say, Nades?
She lapsed out on crystal meth again.
You could hear her. Wait.
It's on the recording, Cheryl.
Oh, my God. I think,
was I not supposed to say that?
No, you can say whatever you want. I just, I can't.
So does that mean she can't be on the program anymore?
Hold on. It's time for our last musical intermezzos. Hold on. Miss Nades. Jesus Christ.
Look at me, busy as a bee. Where'd I get all this energy?
Now, Matt Burgess, just try and tell me this show is boring, you little shit.
Okay. Woo, woo, woo.
Here it is. Shut up. Shh.
Vocal mix.
A cappella.
Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Don't you hear me calling you Miss Honey? I know you hear me calling you Miss Honey. The bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I would not gone long, Miss Honey.
Had not gone long.
Miss Honey! I told the bitch that she should stay. I warned the bitch she should not stray, Miss Honey. Miss Honey! Now I'm back and she is gone. Yes, I'm back and wanna talk, Miss Honey!
Back. It's black.
Miss Honey! Where's the bitch? She's got some nerve. Here I am and feeling fierce, Miss Honey!
Honey.
Miss Honey!
Honey.
Miss Honey! 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 Miss Honey!
Is this Cheryl?
Don't you hear me calling you Miss Honey? I know you hear me calling you Miss Honey! The bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I would not gone long, Miss Honey! Miss Honey! Now I'm back and she is gone. Yes, I'm back and wanna talk, Miss Honey.
Oh.
Miss Honey.
Yes.
Where's the bitch? She's got some nerve. Here I am and feeling fierce. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey.
Miss Honey. Miss Honey. The fierce name.
Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey. Miss Honey.
Wait, Cheryl.
Miss Honey! Miss Honey! Miss Honey!
Queef.
Miss Honey! Don't
you hear me calling you, Miss Honey?
Yes.
I know you hear me calling you, Miss Honey. Don't you hear me calling you? Don't you hear me calling you? Don't you hear me calling you, Miss Honey? The bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I would not gone long, Miss Honey. Miss Honey! Where's the bitch? She's got some nerve. Here I am and feeling fierce. Miss Honey? Miss Honey? Miss Honey? Miss Honey? Miss Honey, 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 Miss Honey? Miss Honey, 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 Miss Honey? Don't you hear me calling you, Miss Honey? I know you hear me calling you, Miss Honey. The bitch knew that I'd be back. She knew that I would not go long, Miss Honey.
Miss Honey.
Miss Honey!
Eight.
Now I'm back and she is gone. Yes, I'm back and wanna talk, Miss Honey!
Jamie and Power Gay and whoever else wants a copy of this via MP3, except for Cheryl, because Cheryl gets it for free, you may make a very generous donation on the PayPal site, and I will share, just put it to the attention of Miss Honey, and all donations for Miss Honey will be shared between myself and Cheryl. No, Cheryl, you're not allowed to give it out.
Okay.
We're selling it for a generous donation. It's not too late, because I haven't given it to her yet, you little bitch. And you want it, and you can take it off this show, but then you're going to get our squishies. I don't care if she promised it. I promised it to her, and I ain't giving it to her unless she agrees.
Don't abuse J-Mage.
No. Uh-uh.
Okay, I'm supposed to remember to say that something about Brian Hussein or whatever his name is on Twitter.
Who?
Bahia, I don't know how you say that on Twitter.
Okay.
I was supposed to say something about him, but I forgot what it was.
Who?
What do you mean, Andy? I mean, Shark Bella, what's the point?
I don't know. I was just saying somebody's name because they wanted me to mention them.
Why? Brian Place?
I don't know.
That's the only Brian I can think of. Brian Mortenstein, your brother? Wasabi, listen. I own the copyright because it sounds like Cheryl.
I'll trade your meth for it. Yes, this one, yeah.
I have no use for meth. Anyway. All right, Cheryl, you can give it to...
That's what it was.
Okay,
yeah.
You can give it to J-Maid since he's already donated, but I think that voluntarily he should still donate a lot of money for all the trouble we went through. I had to go to the mail room.
Mm-hmm. Did you have to interact with the, what's her name, with the Leo?
Oh, I meant to ask you, is the first postal worker, what's his, Clank? Is that Clank that got arrested?
Yes, that was Clank. That's why I posted it, yes.
Wait, what? Right.
Okay. What?
Clank got arrested for sexual harassment in Chicago.
How do you know it was Clank?
It said so in the paper.
I don't believe you, Nate. Link, please. Link, please.
And somebody was very nice and donated me a lot of money in exchange for some Listwood clips. And anybody else who wants anything should send me money.
I can send you Listwood clips, too.
Not the real ones.
Yes, I can.
Fuck you. Don't get them from Andy. He's not even good enough for Pride 48. How could he be good enough for you?
I have Helen Gurley Brown, and I have... Who else do I have?
Oh, God, I don't know what's wrong here. The connection is just... I think the connection is going bad. Click. Anyway.
No, I won't fail them.
Honey,
I will.
You need to isolate when she says fierce.
I know that, Cheryl. Oh, Bicycle Mark is there. He likes my shirt because I got it from his website
a long
time ago.
Hi, Bicycle Mark.
Bicycle Mark. Let's have him on the program, if I can add one.
Oh, sure.
Since Hagatha relapsed, I guess we have to do something.
I guess everyone that's, you know, didn't like her and won her on the Grammys should be very happy now.
Bicycle Mark said some very nice things about me the other day.
Why?
He said I knew a thing or two about food.
That's not really a nice thing, actually.
No.
No, it's
kind of a slap in the belly. heads. Did you see that video of the girl who likes her feet and her lips and all that?
The what?
The video on the YouTube. She likes her fat. She likes her lips. You know. Okay, I have to quit Skype and go back in because it's acting weird. I'll be right back. I'll call you both big in a sex cunt. Okay, one sex cunt. Don't you hear me calling you Miss Honeyds? I know I hear you calling me Miss Honeyds. Honeyds, 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 AIDS. Honeyds, 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 Honeyds. By the way, the people that like to make remixes, I should tell you, if you contact me, if I decide to respond, which is unusual, but, you know, the shows are, I always record them in multi-tracks, so the Skype is always separate from my voice, and it's always separate from the music that's played. So if you want something isolated, a lot of times, if I get it to you, I can already have it isolated. You know what I mean? Without the separate, never mind, I don't want to do any work anyway. All right, so let's add Cheryl to this thing. Cheryl. That's Shrocky. Let's find Shrocky Balboa. Hey, Mark, is that you?
Hello.
How are you doing? Where are you now? Are you in Kosovania or something, or what? Where are you now?
I'm in Amsterdam. I'm home in the Politburo, as we call it.
So you went to some very interesting places recently, Lloyds.
Yeah. Well, the most interesting was Slovakia, yeah.
Did you find anyone as obese as Schrockbella Mortenstein when you were there?
No, but they had names that could compete.
Such as? How big is the fattest person you saw in pounds?
I don't think they were able to surpass 250.
Good Lord.
Yeah, no. There are a few obese men's from the old sort of, you know, the old school of Eastern Europe where you drink a bit and you eat borscht.
Borscht?
Borscht.
Does borscht, is that a derivative of abortion or vice versa?
Yes.
You could, I'm told you could make borscht out of a lot of things, so.
Including borschtens.
Mm-hmm. Potentially.
Add something to your...
Cheryl, could you talk to us about abortion cuisine? Is there such a thing?
Dumplings.
Well, there's dumplings are number one. You make a soup with the dumplings.
You might want to talk to
you.
Never mind, we won't go there.
Who?
Who? You're talking about Hank with the AIDS.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You don't want to wait until they're 8 years old. I mean, you do want a large fetus. But you don't want them to be birthed because then it ruins all the nutrition.
I feel like I'm watching a cooking show.
I can't believe she relapsed on live program. That's terrible.
It's amazing.
It is. But it's not interesting enough for the emo people in the audience like Matt Burgess.
No.
I'm so glad I ran into you guys.
We need to have an emo
show.
Sorry.
I was looking back over my Twitter stream last hour, and I didn't realize that Sarah Palin's was dead or whatever she is. So just as I was looking for Sarah Palin stuff, I found that, you know, Miss Honey was on live.
And, well, I think what happened is Trig was also Cheryl Prolapse being Trig was sent some confusion that perhaps the two are related and therefore had to quit.
Oh, yeah, Cheryl, I'm sorry for your loss.
You know, I mean,
we'll find out in the next couple of days that she's having an affair or that she had an affair.
Cheryl is?
Why do you think she had an affair, Shrockaches?
Because that's what happened to all Republicans. Now, honey.
Or one of her kids is gay.
It's very important that you play the
coyote. Well, her kid's already a whore. What's the damn difference?
Jamie sent a link to the clip of the fat black woman with her little poetry about her body. And it's very important you play that.
I love how you tell me right when I sit down, you goddamn dirty dog.
I told you I sent it in your fucking Skype, you goddamn bitch.
Yeah, but then by some remark, come on. I thought we were going to have a nice conversation, you asshole.
You'll enjoy it, too.
Oh, fuck you. All right, hold on.
It's an interlude.
Stop talking, you're echoing. It's an interlude.
What?
So we're fresh out of Miss Honeyds. Okay, here's the beautiful girl in her body. Moon. Are you sure this is
it? You can't show this.
I don't think this is it. Oh, yeah, it is.
Dear body, I love you. You're mine and you belong to me. When others put you down, I always hold my head up high. Dear body, you've been with me for 31 years.
What you doing? 6 months.
And 19 days. I do appreciate everything you've done for me. And I love you.
Wow. Wow.
Thank you, body.
Notice the beautiful titles.
That actually does look like a chalking sofa.
Hey, Legs.
Legs.
Thank you so much for being there when I need to stand and walk. I really do appreciate you. Thank you so much, Legs.
Hey,
Legs. You're my friend, even though you're short.
Ooh, shut up.
It's okay. They're mine. Thank you so much, Legs. Thank you for being my two limbs. And
chicken leg.
Do the chicken
thing. You know what that reminds me of?
The Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
Salmonella.
Even though it's not color, it's still there. I do appreciate you, ladies.
She got camels.
Thank you so much. Hey,
I'm trying to
does appreciate things.
And you're my feet. Size 8 wide.
Stacy Herbert wants a link.
Thank you for getting me around. Excellent.
Hi, Stacy.
Getting me to one
yeah,
person.
Hi, Stacy.
Hey, Belly, how you doing? Thank you, Belly, so much.
Hey,
thanks for ready for me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
And
hold on, I lost the video.
Good place to
hold
thank
on.
You, Billy. Everybody's different. Thank you. Mine's a little bigger.
Hold on, I lost the stream. Just a second.
Did
I lose the stream? The camera was
it's still going.
Why?
What was it entitled? Mi futura esposa?
What are you doing, horse?
Well,
still working.
It's not on here. It's weird. It's like my screen is dull and the viewfinders are both dead. And you're saying it's still broadcasting?
Yeah,
this is
that's weird. All right.
There's a delay.
No, it's still working, but mine, it's the camera's fried. I think. Okay.
It's honey. It looks good.
Where's the goddamn fashion?
It's honey. Honey. Cover dorm.
Oh, are you gonna tweet Mike this?
Okay. Hey.
Don't have a lot, but. I think it's cute.
I think he was
cute. Thank you, Bun. Thank you, Butt, so much.
What? Dot, dot, dot.
Thank you.
Oops. Oops.
Hi,
wow.
Hands.
Where'd she
thank
go?
You for when I'm having those long nights and I'm up typing on the computer. Thank you for being there for me. Sorry, I don't have any
shoes. Fingerhands. Fingerhands.
Hey, boops. Thank you so much for being a part of me.
She can keep a squirrel in there.
Bigger. Look at these are not bad, but it'll make my waist a lot smaller.
Hey, hands.
But thank you, boops.
Lips are coming.
They're
lips.
A lot bigger than some. Thank you so much, babies. I love you. Thank you. Oh,
wow. Please shoot me if I get that big.
Hello,
does
bang.
She do this every night before
bang.
She goes to sleep?
Bang.
Thank you,
Orn. Thank you.
And fits on my body.
Orn.
But thank you, Orn. You're
Orn.
Mine.
Orn.
Hey, lips. You're
lips.
Layup.
Spelled it wrong.
And men loved him.
Wow.
Thank you, lips.
Those are large.
They're big.
Not compared to
the
huge.
Teeth. Perfect. I just have a gap.
Okay, that's
those
enough.
That know what that means.
No, no. She got a gap, too.
But anyway, thank you, teeth.
I just wanted to get to the
lips. Hey, nose. How you doing?
Oh, you're fine. Oh, shut the Christ up.
Thank you, man.
Did somebody give Stacey Herbert the link to those lips?
Yeah, the link was posted.
God damn it, I can't get this in.
I'm sure Stacey is watching right
now. Thank you, Orange, for holding up my soda and potato salad.
Thanks, Lex, for being Lex.
Yeah.
Thank you, N-word. Ferguson.
Listen.
I love N-word. You, N-word.
Trotsky could fit in her cleavage.
You... Look what's up. You said, shoot me if I ever get that big. Did you hear what I said?
Yes, I did, and I said, thank you.
I said, bang. In case somebody didn't.
You're not thankful enough, Andy.
Thank you, Trotsky.
Yes, you should be thankful like the big black woman.
Thank your lips? Do you thank your lips, Trotsky?
Bigger than most.
My upstairs or my downstairs? Oh, boy.
You don't have anal lips yet.
Anal.
You haven't even been punch-fucked.
Well.
What?
You did it to yourself?
At Bicycle Mark, what did you
daddy? Did your daddy punch-fuck you? Trock.
Trock is so cute.
Bicycle Mark, what did you think about Pride 48? Which was your favorite podcast?
You like the website?
Yes, I did. I sure did go to that website many times.
What did it look like again? I forgot.
It was black with a QUE, and it had
rainbow. I'm say that it was very bad web design.
I tried to listen, and then it was asking if I wanted to download all this software, and I decided Pride 48 wasn't worth it. So I'm so sorry. I didn't download the software. I probably could have streamed it through iTunes, but the instructions scared me away.
Not even Gramble Gradhead?
No, but I heard Mikey Pod stepped in when I didn't step in, so that's good.
What do you mean when you didn't step in?
Oh, because originally Mikey Pod had recommended that I be a part of it.
That's very interesting, isn't it, Cheryl?
Yes.
What the hell?
Nice to
hear you, Sarah. Well, you see, none of us, I wasn't invited. Neither was Schrock Bella Mortenstein, and I'm not sure if
you invited a great man to it, though.
Yeah.
That's
referring to me?
Clearly, there's an agenda.
Well,
I have no problem with Bicycle Mark being invited. I have a problem with the fact that somebody's clearly placing a judgment call here. Now, if somebody doesn't own up to it, then all the people who were in Pride 48 are on my blacklist. The end.
What's going to buy a clue?
Well, clearly, if people have influence and selected people, then somebody could have chosen me and Schrock Bella Mortenstein. Right?
There were no black people in Pride 48 either.
Thank you. Or Jews. Or Jews. No. Mm-hmm.
Were there Asians? Yes. John on there?
Yeah. Plenty of Ingram.
To his defense, I don't think Mikey Pot had anything to do with the whole programming, but he did suggest it to me, so he must know whatever his name is that was in charge.
Who was in charge?
Actually, I thought I was the bad person in all this because I said I would do it, and then when it came time for scheduling and stuff, I was like, you know what, I'm too busy.
Good. Who was in charge?
Go on without. You want a name? I'm going to go get a name. Hold on.
Good.
But anyway, that was the weird part.
Daniel Brewster is very ugly and post-Craigslist ads.
Who's Daniel Brewster?
He's very ugly.
Maybe he does that.
What's the name of his show?
Craigslist ads.
What's his show?
Dubious Intent.
Excuse me?
I've never heard of it.
Really?
Now, I have to... give credit where credit is due. I said earlier that there was no shows with no substance, but I did tune into Archer Radio's show, and they were talking some politics. So, there.
All right.
That's good. Daniel Brewer, I don't know what he does. No, but Daniel Brewer. I mean, he was very nice to me. I didn't expect to not be able to do it. Anyway, so, Schrock, yes, go.
Yes. Yes. Hello.
Please share a link, please.
I do not know what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Yes, you
there's
do.
There's somebody on this Pride 48 list with a website, Spanking B. Arthur. Who's that?
That's Matt Matthew.
Oh, and their show was pretty good, too. But
like
it was all about
that. I like
sex.
Him. He's funny.
So I better not click because it's not going to be a bunch of photos of B. Arthur being spanked.
It's possible.
Unfortunately.
Yes.
So, but anyway, Pride 48, there it was.
I didn't even know you were part of it. I was just asking as a joke.
Oops. Well, I wasn't much of a part of it.
That's funny. What about Pizza?
But I did recommend it via my Twitters. So that was my one effort, which isn't much of an effort.
So thank you for including a hashtag. Yes. That's your activist.
Hi, Jason.
Day.
Mm-hmm. I really went out of my way shouting on Twitter.
Yeah.
I also changed my icon.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Well.
You changed it, Cheryl, to blood red. Period, blood red.
Yes.
Your icon.
Yes.
Nothing.
Has that helped you out at all?
Democracy.
Except I ain't getting any.
And I'm sure none of those assholes have ever used my website, QPotter, to promote their own lousy brums. I'm sure that's never happened. Cunts.
Sure.
Let it out.
Right, Trotsky? Trotsky's very upset.
I'm looking at the list of shows. I admit I don't know so many. Big Fatty Online. Ugh. I thought we had
that's
the Big Fatty Anthony Online.
That's Anthony Bjorn's best friend in the whole wide world.
Right.
Oh, that's cute.
Anthony
Little Aussie
Bat- and Big Fatty Battler. Are going to get married as soon as Gooch dies.
That's boring.
Whenever I hear the name of the Gooch, I think of Different Strokes. Because he was the bully. Never mind. Arnold was always afraid of the Gooch.
Really?
Yeah, but Different Strokes. Yep. Hmm. Yep.
Golden Willis?
Willis, right. Willis didn't protect him from the Gooch.
Well, you know, they were child molesters,
I remember that very special episode. Don't you, Cheryl?
It's on YouTube. The station manager from WKRP in Cincinnati tried to molest Arnold and his friend.
What?
It's true. If you Google it.
All right. I'm afraid if I Google these terms, I might get flagged.
No, it's called something strokes, like perverted strokes or something. seriously, it's weird.
Ooh.
Different Strokes sex scandal. I'll try that.
No, it's search pedophilia.
Oh boy. All right.
So what
it's been nice knowing
news?
You all.
What else is news?
I'm going to Rush Turn.
What happened?
Russia.
Really? Where?
What happened in Amsterdam like this week in the news? Did something blow up?
No? I'm going to go with no.
Okay. Never mind.
I was here. I'm pretty sure nothing blew up.
Okay.
No. Anything else on that? Like, did you hear anything else specific?
I saw something in the news about Amsterdam and something, like some kind of tragedy where somebody died or something. And
someone very important died, although he's so important I don't remember right now.
Right.
So anyway, I'm going to go to Russia because now he alive, I guess. I don't know. Does his company still exist? Has anyone checked? No? You haven't been checking?
Hachu. Hachu.
I'm sure that they've bought the Lord more money.
Yeah. I'm sure they have very competent hands doing their taxes.
Oh my God. I went to the site and there's some guy talking to me. Hold on. I didn't expect that.
What site?
Yes.
All sites, MeVO.
Haven't people learned that is the most annoying thing in the whole world?
You would think.
Yeah, that you should have to press play if you really want to.
Where are you going in Russia and why?
okay, I'm going to, I've been invited to speak at a new media conference by what looks like a group of some Germans and some Russians, and it's in the south in a place called Rostov-on-Don.
Like south, and, it's south near, near what?
Yeah. It's pretty near to, what's that sea they got there? Is it the Black Sea?
The Schwarz.
It's not far from Russia, Georgia. Georgia.
Oh, cool.
The Schwarz Sea. Yeah. Nice. So maybe if I'm really if I'm smart, I'll go to Georgia as well.
That would be
maybe.
Nice.
Oh, you're coming
yeah.
back.
It's
to
not
space?
Always.
God, you're dumb.
I don't know. I don't know when I'm doing. No, not that. No. Jeez. I actually didn't even follow the joke because yeah. Anyway, no, I'm not going to Georgia, Andy, but I would like to go back to New Orleans next year.
You'll have to come see me.
Why? So you can drown.
No. You know, New Orleans is the fastest growing city in the United States, according
well, that's
to...
That's completely retarded. That is completely retarded. That shows how Americans are retarded.
Yeah.
Yes. Let's go back there. Let's go back there. Yes. Right.
That's nuts. Right.
Good Christ.
Well,
you know what? If you get killed, then I don't... Fuck you. Right.
Me? What are we doing?
And while Andy's
I mean, people
eating,
in general, no.
Cheryl's yelling, and I'm clicking things.
No, they cook the numbers anyway, just like with crime statistics. So,
yeah.
I'm sure there's all kinds of ways to make your city cook.
Yes. And
now
Andy
listen.
Yes.
Too.
Listening.
Now listen. What happened with this Pirates Bay?
Oh
bullshit?
My God! Yeah.
They got sold. I did, but that was years ago. But I did talk to him this week. He's doing okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know,
it was the same day.
They already said the new owners already said they're not going to host Torrance anymore. They're not going to host.
Yeah, I've read that. I'm going to wait to see what they really do because I've heard different stuff.
Yeah.
But because when on their explanation, Pirate Bay's explanation is that. I mean, you know, just that things change, and they, in the end, I don't think they know how they're going to handle it the next few years. So, and I think they want to do other things, but
yeah, they want to make millions.
They also
of
said that when they sold it, that there would be certain conditions on what happens.
That is total bullshit. I read that too, and they
you know,
like, and if they don't meet them, then nobody will listen, and nobody will go to the website, and they'll be out of business.
Your screen stopped,
Nate. Your video just went off.
For the
there.
Most part, oh, these guys don't do things in a normal way. They are really people who do things differently. Not always good, but they do things different. It's a bummer, but you know what?
Yeah.
Mini Nova is way better. And there's going to be other places.
Well, I'm not bummed because of that. I mean, of course, there's other sites. I'm bummed because I feel duped by their whole argument about, like, that, you know, they were going to, that, you know, intellectual property is free and nobody owns copyright. And they just basically threw in the towel. You know, I mean, I know that they're in serious trouble and they could still go to jail. But, like, his whole argument was based on the foundation of it, in my opinion, was the fact that they don't make money off of other people's content. Well, now they did, and that for me just makes me feel like an asshole for supporting them. I mean, I'm perfectly willing to be proven otherwise, but that's how I feel based on what I've read.
Yeah,
I'd love to have Peter on the show again to give his.
I can work that
opinion.
Out.
Yeah, that would be great. Yeah,
fix it.
I think what he's weary of, and I would be weary of too if I were him, is like all the people just fucking shouting, and you know, like it's like their religion has been destroyed, and it's like, well. You know, this thing is run by a group of people. I mean,
but for
not
me, like
it.
I said, it's not the site that's the issue. It's
what you just said. Yeah, yeah. No.
Yeah,
it's,
right.
It's definitely something. I mean, they'll probably argue, oh, well, we make money on, or we're making money even with
Come
the sale
on.
On how popular the website is, not on people's content. But yeah,
come on, Mary.
Pick that down.
That's bullshit.
Cheryl, what's going on?
Cheryl, shut up. I'm working on it, you goddamn bitch. The goddamn shit crashed, okay? Shut the fuck up. I have to re-fucking start the goddamn thing, you piece of shit. Now let him fucking talk.
I have a question for the bicycle mark.
What is weird, before I go to your question, what is weird is that, you know, they just started, or they, or people related, this whole pirate party, and there's going to be other pirate parties now in Europe. And
now there's no point.
That was gaining traction, and this is a little weird because... You know, the site with the same, okay, the same name, quote, I mean, pirate is an old word, but that is a little weird.
They got bought out, sounds like.
Oh, yeah, cool. So far, so bad. Yeah, it's true.
They got bought out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but if you want to talk to Peter, I'll set it up. I spoke to him this week, I tried not to sit around picking his brain about what he's thinking. I just called him.
Well, you can let him know this is what I want to talk about. So if he doesn't want to talk about it now, I understand. But I would like to eventually, because he's probably getting inundated.
No, no.
He's probably trying to pick out his new butlers and maids and who he's going to have on his new talk show and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they face the risk of going to jail. I mean, I know that.
Well, so do I, because I downloaded Star Trek.
So, no, no, but they—that's another thing. They don't know that they're going to win their appeals. That's a one thing I definitely have to say about what happened to them. And Peter might argue this, but they did not expect to lose. They were overconfident about their power. And
last I read, they still expected to win the appeal.
Exactly. And so,
and still do.
I don't know if as we speak they're finally realizing maybe they won't win. Like, I don't know in the end, you know, maybe they will win the appeal. But what I've started to notice is they have a lot of overconfidence.
Yeah.
And we know lots of people like that in the world of the internet, that if you ask them how things are going, everything is going great. Everything is going great. Now, I'm not saying that the Pirate Bay are the same kind of douchebags that will run a business and say we're doing great. But unfortunately, there's a bit of that. Because I was surprised when, you know, of course, they were surprised too when the judge ruled against them. So
why
what's the point
surprised?
Of all that?
I mean, with all the influence of...
Well, because if you read the court proceedings, I was following them, and they really did kind of make a mockery, as they so often do. They kind of made a mockery of the prosecution, and they brought in experts that really made their case look great. And they picked apart a lot of the discussions about how much money the industry is losing. They did well. At least,
Miss Honey.
Okay, we're back now. We're back.
Are we? Were we not back before?
Right. That whole Pirate Bay thing was off the air.
So can I ask my question now?
Yes, Andy, go.
It's for Bicycles, Mark.
Good, because I'm
so going to... So does, like, all the new properties, like the VPN service that they started in Bay Image and Bay Words, was that sold along with the Pirate Bay, or are those separate things?
They're not folding.
I think they're separate, Andy, but I really don't know. I didn't get to ask him about that. But that's funny, because I did log into Bay Words the other day, because I have an account, and they've stopped giving accounts. They stopped long before the sale. I think they'll keep a lot of that stuff going. Like, I'm curious. These guys are, you know, everybody says that they're smart, but they are interesting people. And I think what they do next, it may not be so far from what they've done now. Like, you know, it may be something, this next generation of Pirate Bay. We'll see. But yeah, in the meantime, our Pirate Bay, which I think we do love very much, has kind of been deep sixth. Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I think Bay Words will continue to exist. And what's the other stuff? I don't even use all the stuff. I think it continues.
Bay Image and, they're starting a VPN service, which would have helped. I don't know if I think they gave some of the people in Iran accounts to it, but I don't think they're fully up and running with it.
Well, the video service is sold with the company. I read that.
What's the video service?
That YouTube Pirate Tube or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. So have you heard anything,
competitor?
Have you heard anything about Max's Pirate My Film? No, not really.
I haven't.
Pirate My Pants.
I mean, I've been listening to his show, and he mentions it once in a while, but I don't know.
Is Stacy still in the chat? Stacy, what's going on with this Pirate My video?
Pirate My Vagina with lips.
I've heard of it, she says.
She's heard of it.
Does he say it in his sleep? Pirate My Video.
Can you still see Trotsky on the cam?
Yeah. Can.
He's behind your large body.
Shut up.
You can barely see him. Tiny little head sticking up.
I'm reading an article about how the new iPhone is a piece of shit, and it's overheating.
On your new iPhone?
Yeah, and it's melting people's faces.
I hear you, Miss Honey. You got to relay your...
And Apple is blaming the weather.
It's too hawk out. It's too hawk.
They say you can't use it when it's... If you listen to music when it's hot outside, it may overheat. And if you use the GPS in a car, it may overheat.
What do you think happens when you shove all that crap into a tiny little case and trim it down every version?
Are you talking about you or the phone?
Well, I think you got most of that right, except for the tiny little version.
Hopefully listen, got less lithium.
That was
in you.
Very hurtful, Cheryl.
Don't you hear me relapsing, Miss Honey?
now we're ganging up on Miss Andy in an unhealthy way, and we're going to lose listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry. Very sorry.
I might have to explode again.
Go ahead.
In the toilet?
Please.
Go ahead, because I don't want to get up to play the old one. Let's look at Grindr and see if there's any other podcasters online accidentally naked, shall we?
By the way, Stacy, by the way, responded that, yes, Max is working with a code writer and designer and a cool beta tester, but she doesn't have much more to say about it. And then she exclaimed, whatever.
Right.
So that doesn't sound so great, Stacy.
Faff.
Faff.
Oops, I'm accidentally naked on everyone's iPod. Whoops.
Let's see.
Too bad I didn't think about that.
Wait, can you please explain, Marjorie, please explain what app this is?
It's a gay Grindr. It's to find other gay people.
There's a link in the chat.
Grindr is the app. Grindr. It's just for gays, and, though. Just for
okay.
gays and lesbians.
All right.
But that's not a good quality image, though. I have a better quality image. Let's see here.
Yes. Is this the small one that he put in the chat?
What?
Yes.
What chat?
There are no small images of Andy.
What chat?
Smooth.
Smooth.
What?
Smooth.
Let me go to the
microphone. Can you email it to me because I can't get up?
Sure.
Seriously.
I don't know.
And you call me fat.
Correct.
Okay.
I don't call
Look
you
at
fat.
Her.
I call
She's
you
huge.
Heavy.
Right.
I call you heavy.
AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
AIDS.
Don't you hear me calling you heavy?
Overhang. Glades.
Everglades.
Everglades. Maids. Fades.
Easy chair.
Glades plugging on.
Did you mail it, Andy? I mean, Shrek.
Tank.
Well, apparently, I can't. I'm looking for it. Give me a moment
what
or two.
What is this emailing, anyways?
Oh, God. Blue hair.
But is it different from the picture that was on Grindr?
Well, no. Uh-uh.
So, okay. So, who cares?
What about the photos that I posted on Twitter of from the Mommy Kills Best?
Oh, that was disgusting.
Let me put that in the chat.
What about the photo of Wanda with her lip hanging out?
What?
Those are the ones I just put in the chat are of the head of her anus. What?
I made a Miss Honey video. Didn't you say I Twittered it today?
Still going.
Can't you hear me calling you Miss Honey?
That's pretty much it. Did you like that, Cheryl? Hello? Oh, no. Fuck. Hold on. I think it's that moment of lapse that we always have to deal with. Just one sec, cunt. No, it's dead. Anybody home? I think we lost everyone. Hello, phone call? Oh, I lost my connection on the internet. Did I? Huh. That sucks. Hello? Okay. Better
see. Excuse me?
We're streaming again, but the recording, it's not recording because it starts, my Skype crashed at the same time as everything, so I quickly saved the Ableton file because I didn't want to lose that too.
Yeah, it's especially, yeah, it's not A.
Right, so it's all saving, but it's only 50% because it was huge. So I'm just going to end the grum now, Cheryl, because, you know, it's done. Stick a fork in it. Sorry, Bicycle Mark and Schrock Bella Mortenstein.
Okay.
And,
Is this recording? I'm confused.
We're streaming this. We're not recording right now, but we are.
How is that end the grum?
What?
That's not a very good end to a grum.
Who cares about good?
But,
fuck good. Yeah. When have I ever cared about good? What the hell's good?
Okay.
Well, my lovies and lovettes, it's been really wonderful pretending to like you.
I love you all. And thanks for letting us prolapse. It's been a pleasure.
Prolapse? What?
Prolapse.
There's still 18 people in the chat room. I don't know why. But I have to
it's
go
been
with
been
you.
It's been a pleasure.
It's a nice day, and I need to enjoy it and take my dog out, and this is not life. This is
take
death.
It out. Yes.
Eat it out. Eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it, eat it.
You're going to send me the files, names?
Yes, I will. I promise.
ASAP.
I've already recorded them. I just have to chop them up into little bits.
ASAP. Thank you. How about you, baby?
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.